There's... Oh, so late. We closed so late. Oh, shit. Saw my brother sleep on the couch. Oh. It's both of you. Should have known they were going to be together. Thing one and thing two, my mom calls you guys. Never one without the other. I never realized how true that was. You know, dear brother, you really need to remember to bring blankets down. I can see the goosebumps on both of you. Oh, the worst part is the blankets are right here. I will be the best little sister ever and cover you both up. There we go. And you too. Honestly, you should just know to grab a blanket by now. It's not like you don't know where they are. It's like you practically live here during the summer. And vice versa. Although, having my brother out of the house for what feels like an entire summer is always super nice, so I guess in a turnaround way, I should say thank you. But, never to your face, only when you are asleep. Which I guess I can kind of recognize how weird this is, but oh well, you're asleep. It's always funny seeing you two messing around, either in the backyard or wrestling each other down the stairs. Mom is always so worried one of you guys are going to put a hole in the wall or crack a skull open or something. You should see her face. She gets all worried. Nothing's ever happened before. I don't know what she's so worried about. I guess, although, the day she stops worrying is the day something would happen. That's how it usually works. I still remember when I was younger, I think I had the biggest crush on you. It was so bad. Or maybe you were just the only guy around. Who knows? But I still remember the little heart attacks I would have seeing you walking out of my brother's room in the morning, shirtless, sleep still in your eyes, hair all messy. And I remember being usually in my nerdiest pajamas, or my most embarrassing pajamas. But it's not like it mattered. You never paid any attention to me anyway. Which I guess is fine, you know. You're his best friend. And it's not like I'd ever had a chance with you back then anyway. But I bet I did a good job hiding it. Not like you would ever tell me. God, I think I would die of embarrassment if you ever found out. Ugh. And honestly, at this point, I hope if you do find out, you just don't tell me. Save me that embarrassment. Besides, even if by some miracle you liked me back, it's not like, which you wouldn't ever like me back. It's not like we would ever even be together either. You know my brother. But hey, a girl can dream, right? And dream she has. Oh God, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. I guess my crush on you just never went away. Of course, how could it? It's not like growing up made you ugly. But it's hard to be around my brother all the time. He's an ass. How are you guys even friends? But hey, I won't judge your choice in company. Can't exactly complain. Watching you grow from being a kid, just thinking back on how you were all those years ago. You know, it's really no wonder I had a crush on you. You're always nice to me. Much more nice than my brother. You always included me. Made me feel welcome. Especially when he wouldn't. So I guess in a roundabout way. No, that's not fair. Whatever. Should probably head to bed anyway. Been a long day. And talking to sleepy people. It's really not the most sane thing to do. Well, good night, you two. Sleep tight. Who knows? Maybe my voice has entered into your dreams, in which I leave you with haunting but not scary nightmares. Oh, I'm so sleep deprived. Okay, good night, you guys. So silly.